With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. From east to west, new developments this morning in the anti-Israel protests that have wreaked havoc on college campuses. In the midst of violent clashes between opposing groups, police and riot gear have moved in on the UCLA campus. While in New York, the protests that paralyzed Columbia University ended in dramatic fashion.
To cheers, the arrested Columbia students were driven away in buses, their hands zip-tied behind their backs. The police had moved in force, long lines in riot gear filing up a ladder into a second-floor window of the administrative building occupied by the students less than 24 hours earlier. They also took apart the encampment at the center of the campus, which for the past few weeks has become the focal point of protests that have spread to dozens of U.S. universities, with the total number of arrests nationwide now at more than 1,000.
The BBC's John Sudworth says there were dozens of arrests at Columbia. Pressing his current Mideast shuttle diplomacy mission, Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Israel.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
Blinken is on his seventh visit to the region since the Gaza War broke out. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida's new pro-life law takes effect today, while in Arizona, another attempt today to repeal an 1864 abortion ban. The Biden administration looking to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Following yesterday's sell-off, this morning stock futures lower on Wall Street. Dow futures down 100 points. NASDAQ futures off 144. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for children has failed in the Kansas legislature. Republicans unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after two GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would also have barred state employees who work with youngsters from promoting transgenderism to children. That became a big issue for critics, with the two Republican lawmakers who switched sides saying the language was too vague. SRN News. An important Civil War-era document signed by President Lincoln will go on display at his library and museum in Springfield, Illinois.
It's a document in which Lincoln ordered a blockade of southern ports along the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico in April of 1861. The Union's naval power thereby put a chokehold on the Confederacy's export of cotton and import of necessary material. The document will go on display at the Presidential Museum from Wednesday to February 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
A bill that opponents claim would curb freedom of the press has sparked big demonstrations in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Police deployed tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters in the capital. An opposition MP posting a picture of himself on social media with a bloodied face and heavy bruising. Dozens of people have been arrested. More details at SRNnews.com.